Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bill Glynn. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Glynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is hit by the pitch. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fain moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Glynn. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Elliott goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tipton fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to second. One out. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler scores. There goes Fox trying to get to third. Smith throws the ball into Rosen, who tags Fox for the out. It's 2-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy, who is chasing the ball. Strickland reaches third base with a triple. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso, who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Strickland scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trux bunts towards first. Easter juggles the ball. That's an error on Easter. Carrasquel moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to third. Trux moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel scores. Trux moves to third. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso, who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Owen Friend. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski now playing second base. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Glenn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Glenn strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trucks moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Glenn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trucks moves to third. Fain moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Glenn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Luke Easter. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 3 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Jim Hegan pinch runs for Joe Tipton. Dave Hoskins pinch hits for George Strickland. Billy Pierce now pitching. Wally Westlake pinch hits for Dave. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.